Yerushalmi Shvi'is, corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Lamed Dalet. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Dalet, Amad Aleph, at the Mishnah. Ein loichim avodim bekarkoif ubehim etmeya medmei Shvi'is, v'im lokach yoichu kenegdom. A person may not buy slaves, fields, or non-kosher animals with Shvi'is money. If he did this, he must buy and eat food according to the laws of Shvi'is, corresponding to the amount of money he wrongly spent. Ein mevi'im kinezovin bekinezovos kineyoldos medmei Shvi'is, v'im hevi yoichu kenegdom. A person may not bring bird offerings brought by Zavim, Zavis, or women who gave birth from Shvi'is money. If he did this, he must buy and eat food according to the laws of Shvi'is, corresponding to the amount of money he wrongly spent. Ein sachin kelim b'shemen shel Shvi'is, v'im sach yoichu kenegdom. A person may not rub vessels with oil of Shvi'is, and if he did, he must buy and eat food according to the laws of Shvi'is, corresponding to the amount of money he wrongly spent. Or shesach b'shemen shel Shvi'is, Rabbi Eliezer, oimer, yidlak, v'chama oimim yoichu kenegdom. Hide was rubbed with oil, with Shvi'is oil, the Blazer says it must be burned, and the Chacham say that he must buy and eat food according to the laws of Shvi'is, corresponding to the amount of money he wrongly spent. Amru lifnei Rabbi Akiva, Oymer haya Rabbi Eliezer, or Shesachar b'shemen shel Shvi'is idalek. The Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Blazer would say that if a hide was rubbed with Shvi'is oil, it must be burnt. Amalahem shetuku loy amalahem ma Rabbi Blazer Oymer boy. Rabbi Akiva says to Chacham B'Saina, I heard a more lenient view from Rabbi Elazar, but I don't have permission to explain it to you. V'oid amru lefanav oimer haya Rabbi Elazar ha'ichal pas kusi ka'ichal basa chazir. The Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar would say that one who eats bread of a kusi is as if he ate pig's milk and he receives rabbinic lashes. Amalahem shetuku la'amalahem ma Rabbi Elazar oimer boy. Rabbi Akiva says to Chacham B'Saina, I heard a more lenient view of Rabbi Elazar, but I don't have permission to explain it to you. Merchat Yehusku, Betevin, Vekash, Vashvius, Mutle Choitzba, Im Mithrashev, Hu, Loyechotzba. If a bathhouse was heated with straw and stubble of Shvi'is, it's permitted to bathe there, but an important person should not bathe there. And the Gemara says, Amrav Yosi, Zosimers, Shasa Lekach Isha, Medmei Shvi'is, Lechain, Ma Bein Hakoina Isha, Ma Bein Hakoina Shifcha. Rav Yosi says that this shows that it's prohibited to betroth a woman using Shvi'is money. Why would it be different to buying a maidservant? Tani Shemin Shal Shvi'is, Ein Chosmin, Boi Tanu V'Kirayim, V'Loi Sachim, Boi Menalim, V'Sandalin, V'Loi Yosach Adam, Es Raglai, V'Hu B'Seich Menalai, V'Hu B'Seich Sandalai, V'Sachu Es Raglai, V'Noisnin, L'Seich Menalai, V'Loseich Sandalai. The Baisa says that Shvi'is oil, one may not use it to rub on an oven or stove, one may not rub it on shoes or sandals, one may not rub his foot that's in his shoe or in his sandal, since the oil will also be absorbed by the shoe or sandal and appears that he's rubbing oil for his shoe or sandal. Or one may rub his foot and then put it into his shoe or sandal. V'sach shemen mis'agel al gabi ketav laya ve'inoi choshesh le'yitnena le'agabi tavla shalshayesh lis'agelba Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel mate. One may rub his body with oil and then roll around on a leather cover without concern, but one may not put oil on a marble board to roll around on it, as much of the oil will be wasted and it's not a normal way to rub the body. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel permits it. Or shesachar b'shemen ma amar Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara asks, now in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said that Rabbi Elazar was lenient, but he wasn't permitted to explain it. What did Rabbi Elazar actually say about a hide rubbed with Shvi'is oil? Amar Rabbi Yosi asmoisav shel oisay ish yisifu. Rabbi Yosi says it should not be burned, and in fact, one who rubs it should himself be burned. Rabbi Chizkiah b'shem Rabbi Acha amar mutav. Rabbi Chizkiah quoting Rabbi Acha said it's permitted to rub. Vaydam lefanav amar Rabbi Yosi zosemes she'asa lekach bitoy shel amaretz. Rabbi Yosi says that the Mishnah taught that the Chacham also told Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Elazar would say that one who eats bread of a kusi is as if he ate pig's meat. This shows that it's forbidden to marry the daughter of an Amaret, since she is in the habit of eating tevel without separating challah. Without tithing, she may also feed her husband tevel. Rabbi Chizkiah, quoting Rabbi Acha, said that Rabbi Elazar permitted the chametz of kusim immediately after Pesach. Had a detema be elain dimusaya brambilain frivata asa. The Mishnah taught that if a bathhouse is heated with straw and stubble of Shvi'is, it's permitted to bathe there. This applies to regular bathhouses, but prestigious bathhouses are prohibited since they might use even edible Shvi'is fruits to burn and heat the bathhouse. Mishrashev hu haweze lo yuchoitz, v'im heim adam shotsua haweze lo yuchoitz, you should say. The Mishnah taught that an important person should not bathe even in a regular bathhouse. It's referring to an important person that others would wrongly learn from to use even edible Shvi'is fruits. Kador Rav Shur ben Levi, Azor min Lod lebeis Gavrin begain Misri. It's like the case of Rav Shur ben Levi, who went from Lod to Beis Gavrin to bathe in its bathhouse rather than remain in Lod and use the bathhouse there. Rav Shimon Lokesh hava bebotzwa, Chamsun mezalfin lahadar of Roditi Amalein Velef Otha Shah Rabbi Yochanan Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Beshem Shimon Tzedek Ein Davar Shel Rabim Otha. The Shimon Lakish was in Batzah. He saw idolaters sprinkling wine to their idol that was close to the bathhouse. He told the Jews there, isn't it prohibited to bathe there, since the bath is being used to serve an idol? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish went and asked it to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yudzedek, they're permitted since a public item cannot become prohibited through the actions of individuals. Hanelach per klal gadol amu.